ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at an important question, and that question is related to the philosophy of the pilgrimage and the Hajj. As you know, we are in the month of Dhul-Hajjah, and this is the month in which the Muslims all around the world, they travel to Mecca and perform the pilgrimage to Mecca. As you know, this is one of the important pillars of Islam, one of the five very significant acts within Islam, along with the ritual prayer, the salat, the sawm or the fasting in the month of Ramadan, obviously the pilgrimage and jihad or the holy war, and enjoining the right and forbidding the evil. These are all important acts within Islam. Hajj is one of them. And there are many verses of the Holy Quran which allude to its significance. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, and it is the duty of mankind towards Allah to make pilgrimage to the house for those who can afford the journey to it. The question that we want to pose today is this: what are the benefits of the Hajj? You know that in general, the philosophy behind Hajj and in all acts of worship is for us to show our humility and display our obedience to God by following His orders, which is the whole purpose of our creation. The Holy Quran says, quoting from Allah, that I did not create the human beings and the jinn except that they should worship me. Illa liya'budun. Right, but that is the general purpose of this promulgation of this obligation, but what are the details and the benefits that might accrue by performing the pilgrimage to Mecca? Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam alludes to some of the benefits of the pilgrimage in a blessed tradition and hadith which has been narrated and transmitted from him. The Imam said, perform the Hajj, meaning the obligatory pilgrimage to Mecca, and the Umrah, which is the voluntary pilgrimage there, so that your bodies become healthy. So the first benefit that he mentions here is that it leads to the health of the body. Your sustenance expanded, so it leads to expanse and growth of rizq and sustenance for a person. And your faith improves, obviously it improves one's faith. So these are the three benefits of the pilgrimage that the Imam alludes to. In another blessed tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam alludes to some of the reasons why the Hajj has been made obligatory for Muslims. He says, and this is the house by which Allah has demanded the devotion of His creatures to test their obedience in their coming to it. So He prompted them to glorify it and visit it. He made it the station of the prophets and the focal point, the Qibla, point of orientation, for those who pray to Him. It is a branch of His good pleasure and a way that leads to His forgiveness, founded on absolute perfection and ultimate grandeur. Right? Which obviously this hadith alludes to the fact that the Hajj, the reason why it was made obligatory is to test the obedience and to see whether the people would be obedient and listen to God and come and perform the pilgrimage to Mecca. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the philosophy of the pilgrimage in the light of the hadith and verses of the Holy Quran. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.